Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 15. Hello there, bears! Nard here. I'm recording this on October 23rd, 2005. I woke up pretty early this morning because I slept early last night. I was dead tired because we spent the whole day at the Texas Renaissance Festival yesterday. And oh my god, we had a blast! It was great. Well, within the week, I might be able to post some pics of that event, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, I have some topics for you guys, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We watched the DVD we rented last weekend. We got the times of Harvey Milk. It's a documentary about an openly gay politician who was elected to the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco in the late 70s. After he had been in office only a short time, he, along with San Francisco Mayor George Moscone, were murdered by another member of the Board of Supervisors, Dan White. During this time on the board, Harvey Milk became a leader of the opposition to Proposition 6, also known as the Briggs Initiative. It was a measure that was intended to ban all openly gay people from working in the California public school system for fear they might be perceived as role models. He had the witty rebuttal to this. He said that if teachers will be role models, then there will be lots of nuns running around. The Briggs Initiative was ultimately defeated, an event which stands as one of the great early triumphs for gay rights in the United States. To this day, Harvey Milk remains a hero to many Americans. What brought this up? Here in Texas, there is Proposition 2. This proposed constitutional amendment shall be submitted to the voters at an election to be held on November 8, 2005. The ballot shall be printed to permit voting for or against the following proposition. The constitutional amendment providing that marriage in this state consists only of the union of one man and one woman, and prohibiting this state or a political subdivision of this state from creating or recognizing any legal status identical or similar to marriage. I don't think this is right. This is discrimination. Discrimination against gays and lesbians, obviously. So I'm urging the people in Texas who are listening to this podcast to vote against Proposition 2. Talk to your friends, especially your straight friends, and encourage them to go out and vote against this too. For those of you who are into sports, the Astros is now head-to-head with the White Sox. This has been a long-awaited series for the Astros. It was funny when the Astros won against the Cardinals. Many people lined up at the stores to get an Astros championship t-shirt or caps or whatever. I was just wondering, what if the Cardinals won? What would happen to all those Astros championship t-shirts? Well, of course, I have faith in the Astros, and they won against the Cardinals that night. I was listening to the radio in the other day. It was mentioned that the mayor was declaring No Socks Day. Someone I know said that he's wearing socks at work, but not white socks. Also on the radio, they mentioned that they were selling tickets to the World World Series for about $3,000. Well, let me check eBay. Let me see. Let me see. Now, if you search for Astros White Sox tickets, let's see. Let me see. Now it reaches about $6,000. Isn't that ridiculous? Even if I'm a baseball freak, I wouldn't spend that much for a ticket. I just watch the game on TV. I got an email from the Houston Area Bears Yahoo group, and they're talking about Convergence 2006. Okay, let me read an email from one of the members there. It's going to be in Houston Labor Day weekend in 2006, so watch out for that. The packages include 7 buffet meals, 3 private pool parties, unlimited access to the hospitality suite, 2 nights of dancing, and not to mention the opportunity to meet and greet chubs and chasers from all over the world. The package price goes up to $205 on October 20th. Oh, I guess it's already $205 now. So, you can register and pay for this event at www.convergencehouston.com. Well, sad to say that last Labor Day weekend, Katrina went to New Orleans and did so much hurricane damage. So there was no convergence last Labor Day weekend. But you know what's funny? I keep telling you guys about this these events, and then they get canceled. Am I jinxed or what? I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. Tell you guys about Convergence. It gets canceled. Tell you guys about Bears of San Antonio's Bears to the Coast in South Padre Island. It also got canceled. And, oh well. So, check it out. Check the website at convergencehouston.com, and you'll be able to register if you guys want to come over to Houston, my hometown here.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do you work
so
out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I asked my friend Mark the other day if I can feature him in the show. He said, go for it, yeah. So, I am pimping out my friend Mark. I've known Mark for about 5 years now. We've gone through bear runs and vacations together. He was also the Bear Watch coordinator for Houston Area Bears a few years ago. As an IT professional, his work allows him to travel around the US, Mexico, and Canada. His profile name on Bear411 is Bandit, and on Bear www, he's Bandit818. Okay, let me read this Bear411 profile. It doesn't say much. 6 foot bear, 290 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, 48, easy going, looking for friends and possible LTR. And in Bear www, okay, let me see, he says he's a versatile bear in Toronto, Canada. Well, he's there for a week at a time or so, but, he lives here in Houston. Anyway, I'm just an average guy working in Toronto for 3 months. Okay, would like to meet bears here for whatever comes up. The first thing that comes up. You should check out the photos on Bear www. He's got explicit pictures there. Alright, so that's it. So if you guys are in Toronto, you might want to frequent Steamworks. You might catch him there doing some push-ups. So check him out, guys. Hey Mark, I pimped you out, okay? If you listen to this, I already pimped you out. I hope you get lots of messages. Okay guys, let's go to bear events that are coming up. Let me see. November 10th, okay. Furball 12 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Furball is a weekend event with many different functions and get-togethers. Usually we have bear busts, banquet, brunch, under bear party, tours, and much more. We have guests from out of town and local, so it always proves to be a good time. So the website is bcbears.org. Hibernation 2005, November 10th, in St. Louis, Missouri. The Show Me Bears of St. Louis invite you to Hibernation 2005. Check the website for additional information. Their webpage is showmebears.com. Okay, I like the website of Show Me Bears. Pretty much inspired me to do some some of my work before in other bear websites that I've done. Okay, next would be Heart of Texas Bears Unrun. I still don't know why they call it Unrun. Okay, because it's a bear run itself. I believe they did this because they said it's an unrun because they're not sure if it's going to be a good run or something. And apparently, it's a good run. I have friends who's been there the first time, and they had a blast. Okay, so it's good. This is going to be at the Austin, Texas, on November 11th. Okay, let me read their blurb here. The Heart of Texas Bears is proud to announce the second annual Hot Bear Unrun, November 11th to 13th. Fun, fur, and friends, and the annual Mr. Hot Bear contest. Keep checking our website for more information and registration details. You can check out their website at heartoftexasbears.org. Next would be in Manchester, United Kingdom. It's called Manchester Pre-Hibernation 2005, November 11th. So, Pre-Hibernation presents Northwest Mounted Bears. All weekend bears in the outpost, Whitworth Street, every day from 1 p.m. till late, free entry, happy hour, reduced drinks, prices every day till 7 p.m. Wow, you pretty much... they're pretty busy. They have a big schedule here. So check out their website at manbears.co.uk. So check that out. So you can, if you guys are in Manchester. Okay, so let me continue here. Oh, by the way, I have a LiveJournal mem. Okay, if you guys are into mems, I heard people who like them. I heard people who don't like them, but. You know, I don't do it particularly myself. Sometimes if it's an interesting mem, I would do it. And I don't even know how to pronounce it properly. Is it mem or memmy? Mimi? Memmy? I don't know. I just call it mem. I heard it from Regan Fox that it's calls it mem. Which he hates it. Anyway, okay. So I wrote a live journal mem. It obtains pictures of people in your friends list. Okay, so you'll see that on the front page. I like the way LiveJournal makes data available for you, so you can programmatically using a programming language to extract data. It helps a lot. So. Try that out, and let me see. Oh, but the website. I made some changes in the website. You know, button links for the MP3, MP3s, so it would be easier for you to go to the website. I mean, to the MP3s. So I don't know if you guys will see any difference. Okay, just check it out. Okay, our official website is www.bearpodcast.com. You can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, or you can voicemail me at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave me a voice message and I'll play it in the show. It depends on, of course, the content. Let's say if you are if you're an ad or something, like enlarge your penis, or university diplomas. No, I won't play that. Okay, just contact me and tell me how do you like it. How do you like the show for today? And or if you have websites or any information that concerns the bear community, just let me know. Okay, so that's it for now, guys. I hope you guys have a great week. Many wolves and many hugs.